The Sunday Sit Down on Algoa FM.
It is just after 25 to 1 now, and I have Dr. Johanni Vermeulen on the line. Good afternoon. Am I keeping you from lunch?
I shall not. No, not yet.
Not yet. And who's in charge of that today?
No, actually I'm not. I have been invited over for lunch. So.
Yes, that is a score.
Absolutely.
Listen, I don't know who you allowed to give the quick little background part. You know, they've put your age in there. I don't know that I'd allow that.
Yeah, I did frown upon it.
I'm not going to mention it aside from saying, the good news for you is I'm older than you are. So, Dr. Johanni Vermeulen is heads up pediatric oncology at the provincial hospital in Gqeberha, and as you know, CHOC is our beneficiary for the virtual Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer this year. And I was asking Dr. Johanni when I called her now, when it was that she and I had the Sunday sit-down, and she terrified me by telling me that she thinks that it was 2015. I went back to go and listen to the chat, and now I made a few notes, and now I feel bad to ask you a question like, do you still have the Labrador that used to wake you early in the morning for couch cuddles?
Absolutely, and he's still doing that.
Okay, cool.
He's just an older puppy now, but he's still a puppy in heart.
And despite being a full-sized Labrador, is convinced he is still a lapdog.
Yes, exactly.
You are you were the little girl who by 8 or 9 knew that she wanted to be a doctor. There you were at school in Koster, where your dad was teaching. And I still asked you, Koster, what? Northwest Province, we now also know, which is good. Mom and sister still in Pretoria?
Yeah, they're still there.
Okay, cool. The thing that I said to you at the time was, why pediatric oncology? Because, and the reason for my question then, and it's worth repeating now, is there is an inevitable great sadness that comes with your work. There must be some insanely amazing triumphs, but cancer in children has surely got to be one of the saddest things there is.
Yeah, sure. We've got sad times, and my answer to you is probably going to sound really cheesy. But you really have to believe that God has called you for this. It's a weird thing. It's the same thing that causes you, you know, the most pain. It's also the thing that causes you the most happiness. I would have never known this is where I will find my niche or my happiness. And I have to believe this is where God has called me. And where he will sustain me. Because otherwise, yeah, we will not survive. It can be hard. It can be hard.
Yeah, it must take a lot out of you. You must really have to, at times, maintain a very difficult professional distance.
Yeah.
But you can't. And I know from the chat from a few years ago, you don't have that ability. So I'm well impressed that you're still doing this. So onto the questions I've been tasked to answer you today, or ask you today. First of all, how does the work that you do support CHOC, who are, as we know, the beneficiary of this year's virtual Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer?
I think it's actually the other way around.
Oh, wow.
In that CHOC really support us. So we, like you know, we're based at the provincial hospital, and we see both the state hospital kids and the kids who have got medical aids. We concentrate on the medical part, obviously, and we full well realize that is not all our kids and their families need. I mean, there's so much more. I think pediatric oncology is probably the poster child for multidisciplinary approach, and they need so much more social support, financial support, and basically all the need they can have. And CHOC really concentrate on giving that to them, but they don't work independent from us. They work closely with us, I think basically just so that we can just advise each other on what the needs of our kids are, you know.
Yeah.
And how to fulfill that. So yeah, it's basically more the supporting us, I think.
That's crazy. And now the question I fear I know the answer to already. Has there been a noticeable increase in the diagnosis of childhood cancer over the years?
Yeah, no, sure, definitely. It's actually alarming. But I think on the good side of that answer, one also has to think that perhaps an answer for why that is happening is that we are so much better in recognizing it and diagnosing it. You know, 20 years ago or 50 years ago, we didn't have all the scans, the radiology, you know, the laboratory investigations, the awareness. And I feel a lot of kids probably has passed away without the proper diagnosis. So that might be the good side of the coin.
Okay. So on to then, the early diagnosis, of course, is the most key thing when it comes to any kind of treatment, obviously, but particularly cancer treatment. So the question now is, what are the signs that you could look out for or pick up? And then how important is early diagnosis as well as treatment?
Yeah. Well, the short answer is very important. It's not just about survival and prognosis. It's also about the intensity of the treatment and the burden of the treatment. You know, as if you're certain of the solid tumors, if you pick it up early, you can get away with surgery only. Whilst if you pick it up later, you're looking at a course of intensive chemotherapy, radiotherapy, mutilating surgery, even if they do survive. So it's also about, you know, the burden of the treatment. Looking at most important signs and symptoms, that is about a two-hour lecture on itself.
Right.
But you do find what we call certain red flag signs. And I know we endorse an abbreviation called SIM-Siluan that basically goes through all of your red flag signs. But that you can Google and find anywhere. I think what I find helpful to tell people is any symptoms or signs that, number one, you cannot explain, it's unexplainable and doesn't go away or getting worse, and it's not in line with your child's personality. I think, and I think that's also for doctors and nurses and community members to know. You go through the red flag signs and there are things like fever and lymph nodes, and this freaks people out and it freaks parents out because, I mean, which toddler doesn't get a fever from time to time? And, you know, what I mean with unexplained is obviously if your kid has got flu or tonsillitis and there's a fever, that's one thing. But a fever that's persistent, you cannot explain, doesn't go away with treatment, weird lumps and bumps that you cannot explain, bruises that you cannot explain, a child that's always running, suddenly doesn't want to run, just lying, you know, things like that. I find that quite helpful, you know, telling people who doesn't work with these things every day.
And our last formal question for today, how vital is the support, and I think you've answered this in part already, how vital is the support that CHOC gives to parents and guardians? Because it sounds like it has become quite sophisticated, quite specialized, and effective, because it requires, obviously, a very delicate touch, great compassion, surely. So, but yeah, let me rather have you answer the question.
I think, like you said, I probably have answered a bit in the first question, but it's really vital. You know, from a medical point of view, we are always running out of resources. We are always running out of time. And with resources, I don't necessarily only mean financial. You know, you really think of time and like you say, compassion and just being there. I think just having someone there for you who's concentrated on only your needs and your family. Oh, and so to give an example, it doesn't help we give the kids chemotherapy and we send them home and there's no food to eat at home. It doesn't help we give them chemotherapy and we send them home and they don't have money for transport. You know, some of our kids live like 400 kilometers from us. So these are the things that's really vital, even in their survival. You know, so it's really vital, the support we get from CHOC.
And then obviously important that it be multifaceted.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Dr. Johanni Vermeulen, I hope you enjoy the lunch that you have been invited to. Thank you very much for taking a little time out of your Sunday lunch to help us a little bit with a little bit of more knowledge and awareness. And we look forward to walking virtually with you in just less than 3 weeks' time.
Thank you, Sean. It's been good to chat to you every 6 years.
Yeah, let's not wait as long, huh? I'm sure I said this a week ago. Thank you again.
Cool. Thank you. Look after yourself.
You
bye.
Too. Thank you. Bye-bye. So, just less than 3 weeks to go. Make sure you visit algoafm.co.za for all the details on the virtual Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer. It is Saturday, the 30th of October. You will need a limited edition pink T-shirt to make that statement about your support for those affected by cancer. A limited number left, and algoafm.co.za, your best resource for that. It's virtual, which means you can choose your own route, your own time between 8 and 10 on Saturday, the 30th.
On air.
Online.
Online
and all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.